రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటు 6 చాప్టర్ 2 టెక్స్ట్ 28. వృద్ధావో అనాథౌ పితరౌ నాన్యా బంధు తపస్వినౌ అహో మయాధునా త్యక్తౌ అకృతజ్ఞేన నిచవత్. వృద్ధౌ అనాథౌ పితరౌ నాన్యాబంధు తపస్వినో అహోమయాధునా త్యక్తా అకృతజ్ఞేన నిచవత్. వృద్ధౌ ఓల్డ్, అనాథౌ who had no other person to look after their comforts, pitaro my father and mother, na anya bandhu who had no other friend, tapasvino who underwent great difficulties, aho alas maya by me, adhuna at that moment, takto were given up, akritagyena ungrateful, nichabat like the most abominable low class person. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My father and mother were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not take care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable low-class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition. Purport. According to the Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of brahmanas, old men, women, children and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper class person. Because of his association with a prostitute, Ajamila abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamila now considered himself quite fallen. I am sitting here again to speak. I didn't want to, but I think Anand Prabhu told me to sit and speak. So I am trying to. So this is a very nice section of this pastime or this episode where Ajamil is regretting his deeds. The sense gratification is a very blinding act. When one gets into mode of sense gratification, nothing matters in life than that act of sense gratification. Therefore, it is a kind of intoxication. When one is intoxicated, one doesn't realize what is good and what is bad at that moment. It's very difficult. Intoxication means taking toxic inside. Toxic means poison. So in Sanskrit, this material enjoyment is called Vishaya. Vishaya. Vishaya vini vartante niraharase dehina. Krishna is saying that sloka, where one has to give up sense gratification. That Bishaya has the word Bisha. Bisha means poison. Like Narottam Das Thakur also sings, ಹರಿಹರಿ ಬಿಫಳೆ ಜನಮ ಗುವಾಯನು ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಪಾಯ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನಾಪಾಯ ಜಾಣ್ಯ ಸುಣ್ಯ ಬಿಸಖಾಯನು ಅನ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಡ್ರಿಂಕ್ ಪಾಯ್ಸನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಚಪಲ ಸುಖಲಬಲಾಗಿರಿ ಐ ವಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಸ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಭಜಾವುರೇ ಮನ ಶ್ರೀನಂದನಂದನ ಚಪಲ ಸುಖಲಬಲಾಗಿರಿ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಫ್ಲಿಕರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್ ವಿ ಪುಟ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಟ್ರೆಜರ್ ಅಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಕ್ a huge treasure we put at stake for a little bit of enjoyment and that's what the human life is not meant for but all the great acharyas great sadhus they always advise don't fall prey to this kind of enjoyment today I was taking darshan of Gornithai there are so many cows around Gornithai today Sometimes there are elephants, today there are cows. Huh? And if you look at the cows, they're Krishna's special design. The cows are so pure, so clean. And they give birth to baby calf and the community increase. But still they're so pure and clean. They're always looking towards Krishna. And like you can see some kind of sobriety is always there in the cows. That's how a devotee life should be. Like Krishna is called Govinda. Govinda means one who controls the senses. The person who takes care of the cows. Similarly, we should all surrender our senses to Govinda, Krishna. Cow also refers to, go also refers to senses. Go also refers to cows. So when we surrender the senses to Krishna, Krishna will take care of it. Krishna will purify it. Krishna will make it so nice, so pure, that we will experience bliss all the time in rendering service. So if the desire for sense gratification doesn't go away from our heart, our services can never be, cannot bring bliss to us. It can bring us achievement, it can bring us some prestige, power, and all those things in devotee life may also come. If we do something, some big result comes, there will be glory, there will be glorification, there will be power, position, followers. Many things may come in our life. But the bliss will not come. The bliss will not come. So therefore, unless we put our senses and mind at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, no matter how much we achieve, even as devotees, it's not going to help us much. It will be just temporary, it will just come and go like karma. Of course, things done in Krishna's service is superior than just doing mundane things. So there will be some spiritual credit, definitely. And we have seen many, Neha Vikramana Asosti, that we also sing that song, Sloka in Gita. We see how Gajendra was saved in the next life, how Krishna helped him through the process of, in his mind, all these practices appeared. And he remembered all the prayers, he remembered Lord Vishnu. Even an elephant's body surrounded where so many female elephants, he was trying to play and enjoy, but at the same time, time of danger, he could actually recall Krishna. So it is not going to go in vain in one sense, the service is rendered. But that's not the goal. The goal is actually to render in such a pure way that we give bliss to Krishna and in return we experience bliss. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam. At every step, ananda, bliss has to be experienced. Needs to be experienced. That is possible only the senses are pure. So, if the senses are not pure, we are likely to fall in trap all this kind of sense gratification enjoyment. And the problem, many things happens. One thing is that we forget our duties. So, here Ajamil is saying, because I was so much attached to this prostitute, I could not render my duties, the basic, minimum duties in the ashram, grihastha ashram, and the duty is to serve the parents. That's the duty of Grihastha Ashram, to serve parents, to raise children in good Krishna conscious way, and to serve society by contributing charity, by giving charity, by rendering different types of responsible services within the society. So those duties, they get neglected when one indulges in sense gratification. So therefore, you will see that in Krishna's own example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own example, Krishna himself actually left Vrindavan. There was no sense gratification, of course, in Vrindavan. There was only ananda, only pure services rendered to each other. But even that atmosphere, Krishna leaves to attend to duty of this material world means full of duties. Spiritual world, Krishna says, I have no duties. In spiritual world, nobody has any duty. But everybody is under service only to increase love, only to increase the bliss. That's why things are going on. These are all pastimes, Leela. There is no duty. Nobody has. They're all free. Nothing is binding them. So there is no duty there. But here we have duties. Because you are bound by so many different situations. So the duties are the dharma. In the Sanskrit it's called dharma. We have to render our dharma, our responsibilities. So the dharma of a grihastha is to look after the parents, look after the family members, give protection, care, and bring a culture within the family such that everybody is growing in spiritual life. Everybody devotion towards Krishna is increasing day by day. So that is the responsibility. But when somebody is blinded by sense gratification, that responsibility one forgets. And to the extent that sense gratification tendency is there within our mind and heart, to that extent we neglect the duties. So in case Vajamil, it was like too much. He was like completely gone, off track. So in that situation, he didn't care about his father and mother. Now he's lamenting that I am so ungrateful because these are the people who actually raised me. You know, when the child burns, a child has nothing, nobody, except father and mother. Nobody is there, especially mother. And the mother goes through so much of sacrifices to raise the kid. Like I was the other day, somebody's home, they're saying they have a small baby. She is sleeping when mother is doing her regular duties at home. And when mother wants to take rest, the child gets up. And she has to attend. So she practically doesn't get rest for days and days and weeks going on like that. So there is some kind of advice how to handle the kids so that when she sleeps, you can also sleep. When she gets up, you can also get up. Anyway, so actually they go through a lot of trouble. Because the child has nobody to depend on. They're depending on the mother for every single thing. From eating to passing stool, from sleeping to everything the child is depending on. And they go through so much of sacrifices to raise the kid. And how the kid repays back, how the child repays back, it's like it's a debt actually. Like there are many ways to pay the debt back. Certain things done to us, we cannot. Let's just like a teacher is teaching us, say, mathematics. Okay. So, as a return, can we teach him mathematics back? No. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. Ridiculous. So, he's teaching me mathematics. So, how do I repay the debt? By teaching mathematics to somebody else. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us so much. How do we repay? How do we pay back Prabhupada? Just trying to pass it to others, the next generation, next generation, next generation. That is where we can pay the debt back. That is one way. But that has to be done with a gratitude towards the teacher. With the feeling of gratitude, because I can't really pay you back what you have done to me, because now I am a knowledgeable person, I have studied this and that, so many things I have acquired, so much knowledge I have acquired, I can apply the knowledge to do so many things. So we cannot pay back the debt. What we only, the gratefulness is the only way to pay the debt back. There is no other currency. There is no, gratitude is the only currency. Because even if I am teaching somebody else, that is okay, but still I am not paying anything back to him. So the gratitude, with a folded hand, with a humble mind, I say thank you and take his blessings to give the teachings back to others, following his footsteps without expecting anything. So Ajamil is saying, my parents rendered so much service to me to raise me, and I am so ungrateful that I left them in the forest with no one. Another way to pay debt back is by rendering devotional service to Krishna, because that will bring the parents a lot of good opportunity to become Krishna conscious, to come out of the cycle of birth and death, which is the biggest problem in this creation. If we render service to Krishna in a very pure way, we can pay the debt back by paying a lot. How? By helping them to overcome all these problems. So in this way, the way is to render services. Another way is to give Shraddha. You know, the Shraddha ceremony in India, it is very much practiced. That it is not just our parents who give birth to us, but because of them we have got a material body, intelligence, mind, panchatattva ki jai. We have all got all this facility, the body, so that we can render service to Krishna and we can spiritually evolve, we can grow. So, but the body is not just coming from our parents, but it is because of their parents and their parents and their parents, like that. So there is a whole generation of people who are responsible for what facility we have right now. So by rendering devotional service, we express our gratitude to the entire generation and try to help them to overcome birth and death. So by rendering pure devotional service, this is very much possible. But those who can't do pure devotional service, they offer something called Shraddha for the parents. Shraddha is a ceremony where we express our gratitude. Shraddha comes from the word Shraddha. Shraddha means actually a loving faith, not just faith. A faith with feelings, Shraddha. Faith with a loving attitude, loving feelings, respect. All these things combined, then that kind of faith is called Shraddha. So, because we have so much Shraddha for our generations of people who have actually helped us to achieve this body right now I have. So we have to offer gratitude to all of them. That is called Shraddha. Shraddha ceremony, in which we offer nice things to Vishnu, Anna especially, because Anna is the means through which Shraddha is offered, sweet rice mostly. It is offered to Vishnu and then it is offered to the entire forefathers. It is not worshipping ghosts. It is not mode of ignorance. It is actually a very auspicious activity. Shraddha is an auspicious activity. It brings fortune, auspiciousness within family, within our mind and heart. So this is practiced in India still in different way. But Srila Prabhupada has given us a very simple, straight way, just service to Krishna and just offer prayer to Krishna, they will be taken care. But just like we cook prasad and distribute to so many devotees and becoming happy with that, so Shraddha is nothing but offer it to Krishna and offer it to forefathers. It is said Shraddha can be offered every day. Now, not in once in a year, not in a Shraddha Paksha, that Paksha, some time comes in astrological chart, that time people offer. Those things are there. But then it can be offered actually every day. Every day we can worship these things, like we can worship Mother Earth, because of her also we have got this body. We can worship fire, and we can worship our forefathers. So these are the simple things like worshipping sun god. These are the Radharani used to worship, you know, Surya Dev. So these are, in one sense, these are demigod worship, but in other sense, there is expression of gratitude without, we have already got so much from them. We don't have to ask anything further, but at least we should express gratitude. So then the society becomes a very responsible, grateful, and understanding that my existence is because of so many different factors apart. Krishna is the origin of everything. By offering water to Krishna, everybody is nourished. But from our side, in our heart, at least we should offer this gratitude. We should not be hard-hearted towards, you know, all these entities who are responsible for what we have. If we are really grateful to Krishna, we are grateful to them also. Right? We try to develop a very hard-heartedness towards all these, you know, parents or forefathers, or thinking it is material and abominable. That is not a good thing. We have to have our respect for them, for the sacrifice there. We have to be grateful to them. Then our worship to Krishna will be superior in quality. So here Ajamil is actually lamenting. After taking darshan of Vishnu, he is lamenting that I did not serve my parents. He's lamenting. Then what to speak of when we have not seen Krishna? You know? So these are things that we have to take care. Otherwise, he says, I am like an abominable low class man who don't know, who don't care about anything. So, its life of devotee is based on sacrifices. Like Krishna is also explaining Bhagavad Gita, Yajnartha Karmano Anyatra Lokosmin Karma Bandhana. That if an activity is not done in spirit of sacrifice, then that activity will bind us to this world. If it is a selfish activity, it will bind us. So all acts has to be done as a sacrifice. It should be mode of sacrifice, not for our enjoyment. Like in yajna, they say idam na Krishnam, idam na mama. Idam, all this thing is for Krishna's pleasure, not for my pleasure. Every now and then they say, recite this. Idam Krishnam, idam na mama. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. Like when you say this is for Krishna, we have to again say this is not for me also. Just saying for Krishna doesn't mean that it is not for me, you know. So that statement has to come again. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. This is for Krishna, this is not for me. So then, those activities will become very pure and spiritual. So that is the goal. That is the way you have to evolve. So if we, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, if you cannot do things for me, then at least do it for somebody. You know, he says, always think of him in the beginning. 12th chapter, Krishna Bhakti Yoga, he says, Satatam, just think of me all the time. That is the best situation. But if you can't do, then you just preach about me. Or help those who are preaching. If you can't do that, then he says, try to give... then he says, try to become a monoist. You know, try to become self-realized that you are not this body, you are soul. Because unless a person thinks that he is body, he cannot do any spiritual activity. Atma Gyan is the beginning. Then the sacrifice comes. What is the point of sacrifice if we think all the time your body, then how can we do sacrifice? We cannot do any sacrifice while thinking about the body. Therefore, Atmajnana is inferior to sacrifices done in preaching or other activities or thinking about Krishna constantly, which is very high. So therefore he says, if you can't even render service to me or do preaching and help those who are preaching, then try to cultivate Atmajnana. Try to focus that how you are not this body or soul. Even if you can't do that, you can't do that. Then he says, give something to somebody somewhere. Give some charity. Because unless one gives charity in a material terms, that charity will help them to cultivate Atmajnana. And after we have Atmajnana, then we can actually do preaching. And when you do preaching, by understanding that more purification happens, then we become very grateful to Krishna and think of Krishna all the time. So that is the highest. So this is the reverse way. So these things are all encouraged by Krishna depending on where we stand, where we are. And it is always important to understand or judge ourselves. We should not judge others, but we should always judge ourselves, understanding where do I really stand. And then pray to Krishna to grow, whether by giving charity or giving by cultivating Atmajnana or preaching or help to preaching or constantly think of Krishna ultimately. So in this way, the duties, when duties are neglected, we should be immediately alarmed that I am falling into trap of sense gratification. So there are basic duties every day we should carry out no matter who we are, what we are, and what situation we are. Whether we want sense gratification, don't want sense gratification, whatever it is, the duties cannot be neglected. It has to be performed. And when that is performed, our life will be automatically regulated. When there is regulation, then there is no indulging in sense gratification which will land a situation like this. So therefore, we have to guard ourselves, not neglecting our duties. Whether it is giving charity, whether it is cultivating Atmajnana, whether it is... So all these four things. Beyond that, we are not humans. Krishna is giving all these four categories. But beyond that, we are not humans. Then we will fall to this kind of situation, which will bring more miseries to us, that's all. Our life will become more miserable and more... Like Ajamil is lamenting later, I should not go to that situation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Sarvabhupad ki jai. Any comments, question, Prabhuji? Anything you want to add? Did I say anything which is not appropriate? You can just correct me. Yeah, Anand Prabhu, to add something.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for this presentation. It's regarding the holy name. Here you see that Ajamil is now repenting his situation and neglecting his duties. And we in the Western world, we are really far away from Western culture. Is culture of disrespect. There is no respect for anyone, right? Not even... especially not superiors, not even other persons. So how this influence our chanting, and what is the remedy for this? How because this is we are is in our blood, this disrespectful attitude, rebellious attitude, you know, selfish attitude. How can we
Actually, what I have seen, it is not like that. Like in Western world, they say there is a lot of child abuse and all. The parents beating the children very, very harshly. In some family it is there. It is not that every family is like that. But then some family situation is so bad, then the police says, if there is a single beating of a child, the parents can be arrested. So, like Indians also in America and places like that, they want to beat their children, they can't beat because the law is like that. But why the law is like that? Because some parents really misbehaved. You know, I was hearing Michael Jackson. His father was very, very abusive, very strict, very abusive. And he said, it is difficult for me to forgive my father for the way he was. So because of certain situations, we cannot blame the entire society as such. We cannot blame the entire society. Because there are people who are good, there are people who raise children in a very nice way. So this disrespect has come because of neglect from the upper section. It is not the fault of the people who are disrespecting all the time. But because there were some incident that has happened, maybe more because of, you know, in the Western society, drinking, alcohol and all these things are not a taboo. Although it is a taboo, everybody knows it is bad, but still people, it's like very common. And in the feet of that intoxication, sometimes parents may misbehave, likely, more likely to misbehave in the beat up. And the beat up, they don't have control because they're all intoxicated. So we should hate, like Jesus Christ, you should hate the sin and not the sinner, right? It's not that the father doesn't have affection for the child. It is not possible. It's not possible. Father has to have, you know, affection for the child. Mother has to have affection for the children. It has to be. It is a law. It is very natural. In any species we see, why not humans? Humans also have. But because of this other activities like intoxication and all, they misbehave sometimes because of poverty, because of, you know, natural calamities, they become frustration, sometimes it comes out. So as a responsible children, the parents are irresponsible in one way, but if we become responsible, we'll understand that the parents have gone through so much of difficulty and so much of, you know, problems, still they raised us. So let's be grateful. Let's respect them anyway. So those things we can try to inculcate amongst ourselves. So yeah, it is not that the father is beating, it is the liquor which is drinking is beating me. You know, it's not my father who's beating. My father is loving me always. He is my well-wisher. When I'm sick, he takes me to the hospital. Right? No matter how bad he is. So, it is because of all those wrong practices which is kind of, in one sense, taken him away from the children in the misbehavior. So, the respect we have lost. So, again, as a devotee society, if we set examples by respecting our parents, and there are many devotees who have actually prayed for their parents, mother, father, even in Western society, and how they helped them to become Krishna conscious, at least they have their appreciation for Krishna consciousness has increased. So in this way, if we try to bring that at least in our lives, then slowly, slowly, slowly it may create an environment where people will appreciate their parents more and more. And Prabhupada used to say, Garga Muni and the devotees, Garga Muni and what's his brother name? Brahmananda Prabhu, Garga Muni Prabhu. See, when you, their richest disciple, Prabhupada richest, they had a lot of money from wealthy family. So he said, when you go and meet your parents, he was telling everybody, not because they're wealthy, he was saying like that. He was saying to everybody, Prabhupada. He said, when you meet your parents, you pay obeisance to them. So they went to their home, they rang the bell on the door, The mother opened the door, nobody was there. She shut the door. Then again they rang. Again she opened, then she saw the two, you know, brothers are on the floor, bowing down. She said, what happened? She was shocked. So Prabhupada is teaching us to respect our parents. And this is such a nice thing, nice culture, isn't it? Giriraj Swami's parents also, when they came to Prabhupada, they said, your guru is a very gentleman, a nice person. That was their, you know, conclusion. So yes, there may be so much of misbehavior from the parents' side, but still as children, we have to respect them. And in that culture of respect, humility, and all those other qualities, chanting will be effective. Tranadapi sunichan tararapi saishruna manena manena kirtana sadhari. So kirtana sadhari. So we can chant holy name only if I have a humble state of mind. Otherwise just chanting in vain. All the time. So our effort is constantly is to become humble, be respectful. How will we become humble? When there is a sign of respect in our heart. So all these things manifest naturally, then humility comes and we can chant effectively. Otherwise our chanting is to purify ourselves to come to that stage of humility. And when you come, actually we chant. When you chant, then you experience bliss. So, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Is it okay?
One practical question. Can you share your realizations and what helps you with chanting the holy names? Because you're 20, 25 years in the process, an environment where it's very conducive. Can you reveal your secrets of your...
I'm still in nursery. You know nursery, preschool. But I think I'm able to chant because of association. I'm in association of devotees, I'm able to chant. I think if I leave association, I will not be able to chant because I'm still in nursery. I'm not graduated. So till the point, we'll understand ourselves where we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. Right? So depending on our situation, we have to carry on. Prabhupada could roam alone and preach. Kept chanting all the time because that is a different level. But for us, we need an association to get up early in the morning, to do our services, to chant Hare Krishna. Everything is because of association. It's a precious thing. If we walk out of association, it will be very difficult. I know there are devotees who left association not able to chant 16 rounds every day. All of us have that experience. Not just me. So we can't afford to live at this stage. And it is said, I was saying the other day, that in mode of goodness the result is very slow. Like you do yoga for many years, then you realize, ah, it's good, I did so many years, therefore I'm healthy now. 20-30 years we do, I realize that it was a good thing I did every day. But every day you do, it's like a struggle to do. Every day chanting is a struggle. So similarly, spiritual activities take long time to get the results. Of course, if Gornita is merciful, you know, even a dog can chant and experience bliss. Sometimes we may wish I were that dog. But we are not. That mercy has somehow, His mercy is that we are here. That's itself it's a mercy that we are here speaking Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, definitely. But the mercy that we are speaking about, experiencing the bliss constantly, has not come on us. It is in His hand. We can't do anything about it. Right? When we are going to beg from a millionaire, whether he wants to give us ₹1,000,000 or not, it is in his hand. If I demand, then there is no question of begging. I am not begging anyone, demanding. Demanding means it's a stealing, like a thief. So we are eligible for punishment. Not getting the 1 lakh or ₹1,000,000, we are not eligible anymore. The moment we demand, he will take us and put us in police station. This guy is demanding unlawfully. He's trying to steal, trying to threaten. That is not going to work. Begging means beggar. Whatever comes in the plate, you have to be grateful. If you are not grateful, you will not even get that. So therefore, we are beggars at the lotus feet of the Gaur-Nithai. And then what remains for us is try to become humble and to chant Hare Krishna properly. So the result that we'll get of our chanting, it could be very, very long. It can be Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanamanma Pravadyante. Krishna says many, many lifetimes it takes for a person to understand that I am the Supreme Person, that wants to take my shelter. It takes many, 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 many lifetimes of trying this, trying that, finally, okay, we surrender. So similarly, chanting we are doing, we don't know how long it's going to take. Prabhupada said it took me 40 years. He just said it. And Kalakanda Prabhu, proper disciple in America, American, he was saying, when I finished 39 years of chanting 16 rounds, I was thinking just one more year. Just one more year and I will be done. Things will be done. 40 years and I will experience Krishna's bliss. And he said, 40th year years got over, then 41st over, 42nd over, 45 over. Still I am going on. So, if you ask my experience, I am just a beginner. What can I say? But I am trying. I am going on. Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.